This is Apostle Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. We want to continue talking about a Heavenly Father, how powerful He really is. Turn me to Deuteronomy chapter 6. In verse 4, he says, "Hear, O Israel, Yahweh, our God, is one Yahweh." Remember, every time you see Lord capitalized, it should have been translated Yahweh over 7,000 times. And remember, Yahweh is not even a noun, it's an action verb. When you call upon His name Yahweh, He actively moves for you. In Genesis chapter 2, it says, "Yahweh formed man out of dust of the earth." He actively gets involved with His creation, us, when you call upon His name. Verse 5, and you shall love Yahweh with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And verse 10, "And it shall be when," not if, "when Yahweh shall have brought you into the land which He swore unto your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not. And when thou have eaten and be filled," don't forget Him. Hallelujah. "That He did it for you. Whatever you're facing today, our Heavenly Father is bigger than it or them. Remember, everything was created by Him and for Him, and by Him all things consist. Whether it be thrones, principalities, mights, or dominions, all created by Him and for Him, and by Him all these things consist." In verse 16, "Don't tempt Yahweh as you tempted in Massa. Keep His commandments." Verse 18, "Do what is right and good in the sight of Yahweh, that it may be well with you, that you're going to possess what He has for you." Verse 19, "He's going to cast out all your enemies from before you, as He has spoken." Chapter 7, verse 1. "When Yahweh shall bring you into the land which thou goest to possess it, and has cast out many nations before you, the Hittites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than you, and when..." Not if, "when Yahweh shall deliver them before you and smite them and utterly destroy them, make no covenant with them. Don't intermarry with them, because they'll cause you to follow these other gods, these false gods." Verse 5, "but destroy their altars, break down their images." Hallelujah. Verse 7, "remember, Yahweh didn't set His love upon you or choose you because you were more in number, but you were few, but because He made an oath to your fathers." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in verse 20, "moreover, Yahweh will send the hornet among them." Remember, every time you see Yahweh, He's actively moving for His people. "Well, He will send the hornet among them until they are left and hide themselves from you, be destroyed. You should not, don't be afraid of them, for Yahweh is among you, a mighty God and terrible. And Yahweh will put out those nations before you little by little, that thou mayest not consume them at once, lest the beasts of the field increase upon you, that they might get lifted up in pride, as if they did it. But Yahweh shall deliver them unto you, and shall destroy them with a mighty destruction until they be destroyed. And He shall deliver their kings into your hand." Look at how powerful He is. "And shall destroy their name from among them. There shall be no man able to stand before you till you have destroyed." Remember, in Romans 8, verse 13 and 29, "turn your flesh over to Him, so He can mortify the deeds of your flesh, conform you to the image of Jesus Yeshua, and the enemies who just push out of your way." Hallelujah. If you have any problems on your job, just put Him number one, put Him first, praise Him, worship Him, give Him access to every aspect of your life, and watch Him move for you. Call upon His name Yahweh. He'll actively move for you. I had ministered in Freeport, the Bahamas once, and I was talking about Yahweh, and this pastor said, after I talked the next day, he said, "that last night I called upon Yahweh and Yeshua, and His power just came into my room. It's just so powerful." Hallelujah. Verse 25, "the graven images of their gods shall you burn with fire. They shall not desire the silver or the gold, nor take it unto you, lest you be snared therein, for it is an abomination to Yahweh." Don't bring an abomination into your house. Be careful what you bring into your house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In chapter 8, verse 7, "for Yahweh brings you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills." Boy, He is so powerful. "A land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates." And you may say, "well, I have nothing right now." But He can change it. I've been mentioning so much on Suddenly and some previous broadcasts how He can change things around. Don't give up on Him. "A land of oil olive and honey. Hallelujah. A land with, that shall eat bread without scarceness. You shall not lack anything in a land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. He wants you to live in prosperity. As long as your soul prospers, he wants everything else to prosper. Hallelujah. See, he loves to bless in the natural, but he wants to make sure that our characters can uphold the blessings. Hallelujah. In verse 10, when you have eaten and are full, you shall bless Yahweh for the good land which he has given you. Beware that you don't forget him in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes which I command you this day. Lest when you have eaten and are full and have built godly houses and dwell therein, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all thy house is multiplied, then thy heart shall be lifted up and forget Yahweh which brought you out of Egypt from the house of bondage. He led you through the great wilderness. And verse 17, don't say in your heart, my power and my might and the might of my hand has given me this wealth. But remember, he did it for you. Look how far he brought you. Remember, David came against Goliath. He had to practice faith. He said, the same Yahweh that delivered me out of the hand of the lion and the bear shall deliver this uncircumcised Philistine into my hands. He had to practice faith. Remember how the Father delivered you in the past. He can do it right now because he's so powerful. Everybody and everything reports to him. The devil reports to him. The devil doesn't have an army that's aligned against our Father. No, he reports to our Father. Hallelujah. He reports to the same voice that you and I do. Remember, no weapon formed against you shall prosper because the Father has everything under control. Nothing can separate you from his love. Nobody can pluck you out of his hand. Hallelujah. Just remember that. If you're facing problems on your job or at home, just turn it over to the Father and ask him to stand still in that situation and watch how he moves. Hallelujah. Watch him open up the Red Sea for you. Maybe he'll win for you on the job or he'll lead you to something better. But it's all in his hand. He wants to position you in the proper place where you'd be most effective for him. But don't be moved by the enemy or their loudness or they outnumber you. When you have the Father on your side and inside of you, how can the enemy stand against you? Remember, greater is he that's in you than he is in the world. Verse 18, but you shall remember Yahweh, for it is he that give you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore unto your fathers as it is this day. But if you forget him, if you forget him and walk after other gods and serve them and worship them, then you shall surely perish. See, a father is not something that you can fool around with, okay? He demands obedience. And the fact is that we have a spirit inside of us. It's the only way we can be obedient to him. Hallelujah. We can't keep what he wants us to do by ourselves and our strength. In verse 20, as the nations which Yahweh destroyed before your face, you shall perish because you would not be obedient to him. Hallelujah. Wow. Go to Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy 28. He's so powerful, and he's on your side, as long as you stand up for him. Verse 28, Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 1, and it shall come to pass, if shall hearken diligently unto the voice of Yahweh, to observe and do all his commandments, if, which I command you this day, Yahweh will set you in high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on you, and overtake you, if you hearken unto his voice. Be blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Wherever you go, you'll be blessed. You'll be a blessing and be blessed. His favor is incredible on your life. When you obey him, hallelujah. Verse 4, blessed shall be the fruit of your body and the fruit of your ground and the fruit of the cattle, the increase of your kind and the flocks of the sheep. Blessed shall be that basket and that store. You'll be blessed going in, blessed going out. And verse 7, it'll cause your enemies to come against you to come against you one way, but flee seven ways. He can bring confusion in the enemy's camp. Look what he did with Gideon. We talked about Gideon, how he only had 300 men, but he surrounded 100,000. And they were so afraid about the sword of Yahweh and of Gideon that they started killing each other. Fear. He took the fear from Gideon and put it on the enemy. He can do the same thing for you. He's so powerful. Hold on to him in these last days. It seems the devil's moving, and the devil seems to be very successful, but only because our Father wants him to do that, to fulfill his prophecies. He's given him power. The devil can't do anything unless the Father allows him to. Hallelujah. And the Father wants to bring his prophecies to pass in these end times, and he's using the devil to do so. The devil's just a messenger for our Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, whenever you turn your flesh over to the Holy Spirit and allow him to mortify deeds of the flesh and conform us to the image of Jesus, Yeshua, then anything that the devil does in your life is just the Father has sent him, and the devil is just telling you that the area that he's hitting is the next area that the Father wants to bless. He's just a messenger. Now, if you're praying for your family and it seems things get worse, the devil is just letting you know that the Father is ready to bless your family. The area that he's attacking is the next area that the Father wants to bless. But it's all considered, it's all based on you turning your flesh over to the Holy Spirit, because the only access the devil has is through our flesh. You see? It's just so important that you put the devil in his place. You know his place. It's under our feet and under the mighty hand of Yahweh, our Father. Hallelujah. I just want to pray for you right now. Put your hand on the radio. Father, these people need a miracle. These people need maybe a place to live, a job, Father. They need encouragement. They need healing. They need to be set free. But you're our daddy. We look to you, Abba Father. You're the only one who can do it. So I'm asking you to move right now and touch these people, Father. Give them testimonies, miracles, as they turn their flesh over to you, Father. Oh, Father, help us to walk in holiness. Hallelujah. Help us to perfect holiness in your fear. And I thank you for the miracles that are happening right now. Touch them, Father, in the mighty name of Yeshua. And I believe in it right now. Just receive your miracle and let us know about it. I want to tell you some more about our ministry. Again, this is Apostle Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677. That's 801-3677. I have a website, www.henrywalker.org. HenryWalker.org. It's about 250 prophetic messages on it. Just click on messages. I've written three books. The first book is called Seasons. It talks about the feast of Yahweh, which we always thought were for the Jewish people, but they're not. They're for us. And everything major that Jesus, Yeshua did, he did on a feast day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And my second book is called Noon, which talks about the different hours of the day when the Father moves the most. And these hours are based in the Word. He put these hours in the Word because he wants to repeat what he did in the Word on those hours. And it's a certain hour which he heals the most. He could do it any time, but he has certain hours where he really pours out in a greater way. And also, it all talks about the months of the year on his calendar and the blessings in those months. Hallelujah. And the third book I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity, Explaining the Trinity. And these books you can get by going to www.tatepublishing.com, www.tatepublishing.com, and just click on books, do a search for Henry Space Walker. You can download, but make sure you get Noon, the second edition. It's got more information. And you can download Noon, the second edition, Demystifying the Trinity right then and there at a reduced price. You can get all these books at a quantity discount through me. Just call me and get it for your church or your prayer group. We just want to help you. Want to bring you back to our Jewish roots in Jesus, and it's such a beautiful foundation. Hallelujah. And just learning about our Father, how powerful he is just going to change your life. So remember till next time, greater is your Father in you than he is in the world.